I saw certain pictures, a couple of pictures, and I saw one of those pictures, and I'm just going to refer to it exactly as I saw it. I saw Greg and Danielle, right? I saw you were looking at this prize and this thing of great price and value, and there was a large thorn bush between where you were standing and that incredible prize. And I saw various people trying to push their way through the thorn bush, and of course they got cut and stuff, and they quit because, ouch, yeah, it wasn't a... But when, then I saw the Spirit of the Lord come on you, and I saw you go up, and instead of trying to push it aside or hack at it, whatever, you just carefully and very skillfully seemed to untangle the thorns, and it took a lot of patience and care and, oh, God help us, you know, and sensitivity, but eventually you were able to unravel it and pull those thorns out until there was a gap, and you went through and you pursued the prize. So I just pray that that picture will mean something to you. The other thing that I saw was, quite vividly actually, was this well. And this well was under, like, it looked like it was under reconstruction almost. And even the water within it was being treated. And then I saw that as a result of that process, I saw the end result. And the end result was this well that was one, it was wonderful to look at, but two, the water in it was just sparkling and vibrant and alive, and it was incredible. And then I saw the purpose of it all. And I saw people from this house, leadership people in this house, and I saw them putting buckets into this well, and then I saw them going to other broken down, disheveled looking wells that had practically no water in them at all, and they were pouring the water into that well, and as they did so, it was like the whole well came alive. And I said, Lord, what is all this about? And I believe God is in the process of doing something very unique in this house. And I think that I believe that the outcome of that process, whatever it is, I mean, this is the first time here, so I haven't a clue what you're about, actually. But whatever God is doing in the midst, the result of it will not only be this incredible vibrancy, and yet the well itself was so strong. And that tells me that, and that was such a contrast, because the strength of the well, yet the vibrant life that was in it, tells me that there's going to be a combination of security, strength, stability, which talks to me about the Word of God, and yet the life inside of it is free. It's bubbling, it's exciting, it's effervescent, and that talks to me about the Holy Ghost. And I saw the combination of that being taken to other local churches that had become discouraged and despaired and broken down and just given up hope almost. And I saw you bringing people. And it wasn't just you two. It was primarily you two. But I saw others too in time going to these places and pouring in the water of the house and causing them to live again. I think it's a wonderful thing myself. So I see that coming up ahead.